Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Oh, one more time.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, my name is Mo Abbas. I'm the CEO of GenM.
GenM. And what exactly is GenM?
GenM is an education marketplace where small businesses train students for the job market.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So is it in any industry or a particular industry?
Right now, we're really focused on training digital marketers. So if you are someone, you don't have to be a student, actually. You can be somebody switching careers. You can be recently graduated and you want to learn digital marketing or launch a career in digital marketing. You can come to our platform and you can get access to free courses, work experience with vetted business owners who train you for the job market. And you get certified, and it's totally free for students. It's zero-cost job training.
That is, okay, so that's fascinating for a number of reasons. So is this like a virtual internship type thing?
We call it a digital apprenticeship.
Okay, so perfect.
Yeah, and the relationship
I like that
between
better.
The student, yeah. I mean, it's very different, right? An internship traditionally is a relationship between a student and a business.
Yeah.
Often, the intern has to travel. They have out-of-pocket expenses. They're working 40 hours a week, unpaid. Usually, it's like 6 months long. They don't really get a lot of businesses they can pick from. The work that they're doing often is not related to their vocation. They might be displacing employees. There's just a huge opportunity cost with traditional unpaid internships.
Yeah.
So we invented something called the digital apprenticeship, where right off the bat, the relationship is very different. It's between the student or the learner and a small business owner. So it's a human-to-human relationship, not a human-to-business relationship.
Okay.
And it's 10 hours a week. It's remote. It's on the student's schedule.
Okay.
So this allows someone to be in school full-time or working full-time and still be able to get the experience they need to launch their careers.
Okay.
The work has to be related to their vocation. So in this case, it's digital marketing. You're not going to be doing, you know, bookkeeping work for a business or just basic labor work.
Right.
And you're certified at the end of the training. You get coursework from the businesses as well. It's a fantastic experience. It's a great way to launch your career as a marketer or just kind of learn marketing or just get experience to beef up your resume.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And that's, interestingly, it's similar to how Danielle got started with us.
Okay.
Except in person.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, we met through a robotics team that I was mentoring at the time, and she came in. She's like, that sounds interesting what you're doing. I'd like to
teach me.
I'd like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I mean,
amazing.
Today she's got a show with her name in the title. but you know, that was a chance encounter. You know what I mean? The ability for everybody to find that right connection is unlikely.
Very unlikely.
So this puts.
And you're obviously a great mentor, right? Not everyone will get somebody. Not only you have that chance encounter, you were like even chance encounter plus great mentor plus right career opportunity,
mm-hmm.
right?
Definitely.
So that's something that's extremely rare, you know? But it's life-changing. Like, you are able to launch a career because of that relationship or that opportunity that many people don't get. We actually have Nicole uh-huh. over here who also has her apprentice. So we have actually a real business from GenM with a real apprentice from GenM. Who are here today at Collision, and they met through our platform.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. They happen to both be in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was telling me that story a half hour or so ago, and I was so excited about that because it was like a virtual version of our experience, and I loved that. And they're a great pair, by the way. That was a great match.
Matching is a big part of our business.
Yeah,
it's literally half our business.
I would imagine it's the hard part.
Yeah, so like it's really important, you know, when with our type of because we're an education marketplace. Mm-hmm. It's not just about, you know, connecting students with businesses and like kind of, it's really important that you have the best fit possible, right? That if you get the right relationship, that's the key between success and failure. So matching is a big part of it. And then also fulfillment is another big part of our platform. So not only is it like, okay, I found a great student for me, but like, how do I actually work with this student, right? Like, how do I give them, know what tasks to give them? How do I figure out, you know, do I have a template I can provide them? You know, how do I like give them reviews in a structured way? So we've built all of that in GenM, where businesses are able to actually collaborate with their apprentices. They will assign them tasks through the platform. We have templates that make it super easy. Every week, the student and the business are able to rate each other. They're not seeing this till the end of the apprenticeship.
Sure.
But they can see feedback they're given as well. Just a very structured way.
Which is way more live than trying to do it at the end of the thing where you forgot that 2 weeks ago this really cool thing happened or, you know, whatever. Trying to rate an apprenticeship either direction just at the end is super hard.
You got it. I mean, look, the way we saw it was like, you know, there's 380 million small businesses around the world, over 200 million post-secondary students. And the number one problem that students have entering the job market is work experience, right? People don't want to give them a chance unless they have experience, but you need to have a job to get experience.
Right.
They get caught in a catch-22. So we're just looking to break that cycle and give them that first opportunity. Or like a lot of our students actually do 4 or 5 apprenticeships because it's so light, right? 10 hours a week remote on their own schedule. So they're able to stack their resume up. They're able to get a huge network of businesses that can vouch for them. A lot of them get hired by the businesses they work with as well.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you first started talking to us about like how it could be a student learning anything.
Yeah.
Are you going to expand your reach out?
Absolutely.
From just digital marketing?
Yeah. So for us, I mean, we strategically picked digital marketing as our first niche that we target. We're building all of the interactions in our marketplace really advanced. We have AI built into our matching. You know, we want to make sure that our matching algorithms are absolutely unbelievable. You get the best match. We want to make sure our collaboration tools are fully built out. We want to have the foundation built so when we go to multiple niches, we can do so very rapidly with an extremely high degree of success.
Okay.
Which will happen very in the near future.
Definitely.
And where did this come from? Like, how did you decide that this was going to be the thing you were going to tackle?
You know, back in 2007, when I started my first business, it was Ottawa General Contractors. It was me and a few friends in a basement office. We didn't have any money, but we need to grow our business. This is common. Small business owners, they just, when you're getting started, you just don't have any money, you know, so it's, but you got to grow. You need help to grow. So what we would do is we work with students who would volunteer in our company. We would train them and help launch their careers. It gave us a way we can grow and a vetted talent pool we could hire from. In fact, a quarter of our staff started off this way.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, like it was an unbelievable way to hire. That's pretty much that's why I love it. It's not just the extra help that you get. It's just, it's kind of like a great way to find that right relationship,
right.
You know? And I did this for like a decade. I didn't think anything of it. And then one day we were working on a project and my co-founder Richard turned to me. We had like 200 applicants, right, for this internship position.
Wow.
And they're all like, it was crazy. And they're all like pretty much like, I don't want to say begging, but they were really, really trying to get in on a volunteer basis because they all needed work experience.
Okay.
And we had a really cool company, and it was something they all wanted to join. And we said, my co-founder, Rich, turned to be like, we have like 200 applicants here, and they're like kind of like really coming at us to work here. And you've been training these students for a decade to help them launch their careers. Like, do you know the problem you're helping the students solve? I never really thought about it from the student side before. It's always been about the value I gained as a business owner, right?
It was all about your experience, which is how most people look at things.
Exactly.
But that led into a conversation of like, you know, what if like, you know, why is there such a big problem here? And really, especially in the U.S., actually, the education system, you know, it takes 4 years to graduate. It costs $100,000. 56% of graduates are underemployed. 73% are employed outside their field of study. The experience gap is the number one problem to getting their careers launched.
Introductory position needs 5 years experience.
Yes,
common.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get that, right? So it's
without the experience of the introductory position, that's what that's supposed to be for.
Exactly.
And also, at my university that I just graduated from, they require an internship to graduate. And it's really hard to get an internship. I know in Florida it was really hard to get an internship.
Yeah.
extremely hard.
So, I mean, this sounds like a really good opportunity for, you know, even just students who need to graduate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, students in school, recent graduates. I mean, recent graduates are getting crushed right now, right? They have all the student debt, and they're, like, either unemployed or underemployed, and it's really, really hurting them. So we've seen a lot of people, like Sarah Miner, who is a mom and wanted to switch careers. She couldn't go back to school, and she didn't have any money, right? She had a big opportunity cost for her. So she discovers ZNM, comes, creates a profile. She does all the courses on our platform. She started 8 apprenticeships, power user. She got certified as a marketer. Now she's earning money as a marketer and is able to support her family. So she fully launched a new career based off of the experience that she gained through ZNM.
That's great.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah. That's, wow.
And then you get on the other side.
Talk about a success story.
Well, on the other side, you get a company like Ben Seaman, who's a startup, right? New company. Okay. They're launching they've launched now speakers, right? Riverwood Acoustics is the company.
Okay.
He has no money. He's a startup, wants to get his business off the ground. Him and another co-founder. And when he comes to ZNM, he creates a profile, signs some courses to students. He starts an apprenticeship with 2 of them. They helped him launch a Kickstarter campaign. Did such a great job that he certified them. And he actually ended up hiring them. And they're still part of his company today.
That's great.
So, you know, it's a win-win for both sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us, you know, we see what we are creating here is a global scale free education system. A place where students are trained by industry, for industry.
For the real world.
Mm-hmm.
For the real world.
So in addition to this, I also have a software company.
Nice.
And so in that company, at one point we had grown to 12 developers, and we were hiring out of our local university, University of South Florida. And the thing that we discovered was everything they were being taught in school was either antique or so niche that there was no way they were ever going to apply it. So they get out into the industry, and they know C++. And that means nothing unless you're going to go write Linux drivers. You're probably not going to be doing a whole lot with C++ today.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what all of the kids were being taught in school. And they get to us, and we're like, do you know C#? Do you know VB? Do you know Java? No?
That's it.
So we're starting from scratch. Okay. Good to know. So we did a whole bunch of internships with recent grads or soon-to-be grads so that by the time they were graduated or ready to go into the workforce, they at least had experience
exactly
in the thing that's actually being used.
Exactly. I mean, look, it takes 4 years to graduate in a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And the world's changing so quick these days that there is literally, it's impossible that a post-secondary institution who's disconnected from the job market, they can't accurately be able to know the exact job training that the market's asking for in 4 years.
Right.
But nobody knows that, really, frankly. It's near impossible, except for the market itself.
Right.
Right? And that's what we've built, a place where students are trained by the market for the market.
That's so fantastic. I wish we had this to make our process easier when we were doing it. Because, you know, as you know, having done it for a decade, trying to put all this together solo is rough. And in the engineering world, it's not better.
No, it's a huge amount of work. So we want to make it really easy for businesses to work with students, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing for you to go and then maybe find a student or an intern and figure out, you know, what am I going to task them with? Like, what's the process we're going to have? How often are they going to work? You know, how do I, like, give them feedback? And, like, what do they really have to show for it at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge load for the business. Well, frankly, a lot of them don't even do it because of that.
And a lot of responsibility you're taking on.
Absolutely.
Because there's a person's career potentially at risk here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you totally screw up the internship, what they leave with is a warped sense of reality. That's not better.
No, no. And, you know, the good thing about ZNM is that, you know, all the businesses on our platform are vetted. They have to go through an onboarding process. We also have really advanced matching algorithms, AI built into our algorithms that detect when a business is actually not a good fit for the platform. So if you're a business and like your profile, you don't have marketing experience, for example, but you want to bring on a marketer, like this isn't a platform to get free labor. That's not what we're about, right? So what happens is they get a lower scorecard in the matching algorithm. They won't match with as many students.
Sure.
And then they get deranked, and then they get flagged to our system, and then we investigate. And then we're like, okay, well, this is not a good business. So we actually end up just, you know, kind of booting them off of the platform if they're not able to provide the right kind of experience to our students. That's very important to us.
That's
so
good.
Since the student side is free, what's your revenue model?
We charge a very small membership fee of $49 a month. And we found that, you know, we don't want the businesses to pay a lot of money, and we don't want to make it free for the businesses because both of them have problems. If it's free, they don't respect the relationship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When it's too much money, it turns into a contractor relationship, right? Where it's like, I'm paying, and I expect this, right? So we found, like, you know, we want to keep it low enough where it allows us to build out our coursework, our certifications, our fulfillment tools, support, really help the students out, but not to the point where... And then keep it low enough where the business is like, okay, well, you know what? I'm not paying that much. Like, I'm okay with giving you mentorship.
Like, I have a new member of my team, but I'm not paying, you know.
Huge costs where it's like, you're not performing, you're out. Like, what are you doing type of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, let me give you some mentorship, right? Let me give you the feedback that you need because I know that's the type of relationship that I signed up for on the platform.
Very cool. So what are you hoping to get at Collision this week?
I mean, at Collision this week, you know, for us, we've been kind of like, I guess you can call it stealth mode. We've been really focused on building the core user experience. We've trained over 30,000 students, by the way. This isn't, but we've been only talking to our students and our businesses. So we haven't talked very much to the media. We haven't, you know, we built some key partnerships. But now it's like, okay, we're at a point where we've proven that their model works and is scaling up right now. We're growing massively, by the way. Like massive, massive growth, explosive growth. And it's like, you know, we want to let people know that we exist.
Got it.
Right?
Definitely.
That's very important to us.
Cool.
And that's why we're at Collision.
Excellent. Well, if people want to find out more, and I guarantee they're going to want to, how can they find out more about your company?
You know, the best way is if you're a student, you know, a lifelong learner, you want to switch careers, you recently graduated, and you either just want to test marketing as a career, you want to become a freelancer, or you want to launch your career as a digital marketer, come to GenM, genm.co, genm.co, like Generation Millennials, GENM.co. Sign up as a student. It's totally free. You can try our courses. If you know, you can discover businesses, see if there's a match for you. And if you're a small business owner who can use help growing, come work with one of our students, give them some mentorship, help them launch their careers, you know, find a way to find talent, grow your business, and give back that's affordable for you as a small business owner. GenM.co. Check us out.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And have a good rest of Collision.
Cheers, eh? Thanks.